to Focus on the Community on WAMW. Focus on the Community, presented each week by First Federal Savings Bank, Highway 57 in Washington. We continue our busy month of September and the busy tourism month as another big weekend is here. And this weekend, it's all about the CarFest and Cruise Inn, 42nd annual CarFest. And our guest is Dave Fry with the 20th Century Chevy Car Club. Davey, we've been doing this a while now, buddy.
You bet we have. 42 years, hard to believe.
Isn't that something? Well, we got so much to cover. We're going to get into all the details about the car show and everything you possibly need to know. But first, let's talk a little bit about the club. 50th anniversary. It was earlier this week, September 12th. When the first group of guys got together and formed this little club we call the 20th Century Chevy Car Club.
Yeah, we started back in 69 and started out in the pool hall and kind of went from there. So our founding members got together and we bought a garage. In fact, it used to be across the street from Northside School. So started out there and everybody worked on their cars, had a nice time there. So we started growing. When I became a member 43 years ago, we had 15 members, you know, so always decided, well, we're not going to go over 20 members. You know, we're 20th Century Chevy, so we're going to stay at 20 members. Well, now I'm glad to say we have 75 members, so
wow.
we've grown a lot.
And over the years, 150 plus members throughout the years?
Yeah, throughout, and we've celebrating our 50th anniversary. We were trying to get contact all of our past members, and I think we had a total of 145 that's been a member one time or another. So we got a big event planned for next year, so we're still in the process of getting everything together, and hopefully have a good blowout.
Can't wait for that. Anytime the car club members get together, let me tell you, folks, it's a good time. I promise you that. These guys know how to have a good time for sure. And they know how to do a lot of good for a community because over the years, so many things that this group has done for the community. First and foremost, as you go out to Eastside Park this weekend and enjoy the car show on Sunday, a lot of the improvements you see around the park, it's this club right here, this organization right here. Dave, you've given back a lot through the Eastside Park Improvement Fund.
Well, we try to help out the park. You know, whenever we first started 42 years ago, our first concession stand was a trailer. You know, so the park had a small concession stand at that time, a wooden building. So, in fact, we painted it and put a new roof on, put concrete out there for the path for them to set on, and then we built the basketball court many years ago. So, you know, we try to put back in the park for those guys helping us out. You know, we appreciate the park board and letting us be able to hold our festival out there. So, yeah, we help them out as much as we can.
And let's face it, what a beautiful place to showcase these classic rides.
Yeah, it's we hear that every year from participants that show up that they really enjoy the park. They enjoy the shaded area that we have, and of course, in the across the hill, you know, we have that area now. So it's a nice place to hold a car show.
I want to go back for a moment because we're talking about the roots of the club and how it got started. The name 20th Century Chevy, these founding members, how did they come up with that? Obviously a bunch of Chevy guys, I guess, when you first got started, huh?
Well, that was it. You know, they all had Chevrolets at the time, you know, so, and it was the 20th century, so they said, well, we're going to have 20th Century Chevy. So years ago, probably 10 years after that we decided to incorporate. And now we have Fords and Mercurys and Oldsmobiles and Pontiacs, and I'm getting a lot of Mopars now. So guys think now we ought to be 20th Century Chevy Mopar. So yeah, we got a lot of variety of cars now. Anything with wheels, we've got it.
Well, that's the thing to stress. You know, you don't necessarily have to be a Chevy fan to be a part of this club.
No, you do not. No.
But the name is stuck.
Yeah, the name is stuck. We're not going to change it. You know, we've been 21st century so many times, I can't tell you.
We're talking to Dave Fry, 20th Century Chevy Car Club. Of course, CarFest and Cruise Inn weekend is here, and we're expecting thousands. So I say thousands. Would be great to see. We know for sure hundreds and hundreds of classic rides in our community for the show this year. 50 years, a group of car enthusiasts get together And it wasn't the first few years where this car show started. This is the 42nd annual car show. I think that's a little bit confusing. It's the 50th anniversary for the club, but the 42nd year for the actual car show. It was about 8 years in when you decided to put on this fest, right?
Yeah, we attended the West Balk Park show for many years up there. Those guys were kind of our mentors a little bit. And Mike McLemore and I presented it to the club once and said, hey, you know, we think we can do this, you know. So it was at that time as a fundraiser that we was kind of thinking, because we had the Christmas project going on, and we thought, well, that should bring in some people. Well, the first year I believe we had 247 cars or something like that. So now it's growing so much, you know, the over 500, 600 cars now. So it's been a great project for us to do.
I look back at some of those pictures, and you do have some of those pictures from the first few car shows. It's really interesting to see over the years how this car show has evolved.
Yeah, it's come a long way. It really has, you know. So you would think after 42 years everything would fall into place, but there's always something that comes up that you never know of. So yeah, it's we've been very, very fortunate to have some unique vehicles out there. We've had a 1911 white. There's only three of them in the world.
Wow.
And we had one in our show. We had a 1956 Chevy. I believe it had something like 2,000 miles on it. And this guy had it in a climate control trailer. We'd never seen one, but it was in a trailer. It had never been out of the trailer. And that Sunday, he pulled it out. He told me, he said, I want you to know this is the first time this car's ever been out of that trailer.
Wow.
So we've had some really unique vehicles there.
And from states away, I mean, you know, this car show this weekend here in Washington, Indiana, has become one of the premier events that classic car enthusiasts kind of always star and showcase and make sure they're a part of each year.
Yeah, we like to pride ourselves that, you know, we have cars from 2000. This is our cutoff date this year. You know, you had the Frog Follies that have pre-49 cars. You know, they had 3,000-4,000 cars at their show, you know, but we feel like that we're right there with them. You know, they're a premier car show event down there. So we have an open class, you know, so anything's available, anything can come in that's 2000 and older. And it's been a real pleasure to be able to treat those guys to a nice car show.
It is something to see. I tell you that. We look forward to it every year. And again, there's going to be lots of cookouts and parties going on this weekend with the Car Fest and Cruise In. So we're talking about the show. It's 42 years old now. And Dave, one thing we need to get across, this was set as the third Sunday in September every single year. It doesn't necessarily fall on the third weekend,
right?
But the show is always on the third Sunday in September.
Always on the third Sunday in September. We figured that out our very first one. We thought, well, we're going to have a date that everybody can remember and a weekend everybody can remember. So it's always and always will be the third Sunday in September. Now, there is one time of these years that it is actually on the third weekend, but it's always the third Sunday. So I know there's some flyers out there and some publications that's been out that the car show was the 21st and 22nd, but it is not. It is the 14th and 15th this weekend. So if you show up next weekend, you're probably going to come to an empty park.
You know, the bottom line is people look forward to showcasing these cars. I tell you this every year, Dave, when we get together, I've got the 1972 Monte Carlo, and I kick myself every single year. I just don't run it enough. I don't travel to a lot of the shows, but this is one time a year where we can shine this baby up and get it out and showcase it. And all the car owners are proud to open the hoods and show off these rides.
Yeah, we encourage all of our spectators to, you know, stop by and talk to these guys, because they take pride in what they have, you know. So and believe me, they will talk to you about their car, what they have, where it started, how it started, and where it ended up. So they all take very good pride in what they have, and they will talk to you.
Most definitely. And definitely be sure to ask any questions you have. Here's the deal. Most people will walk around, and it takes some time to see all these vehicles. As we mentioned, we've already covered top of the hill at the 4-H grounds all the way back to the bandstand in the actual park area and anywhere in between. But most people will walk around and try to find a ride that maybe their grandparents had or their first car. I mean, they can find stories with different cars that they see out there.
Yeah, spectators relate to a lot of the vehicles that are out there. You know, we've had, it's amazing, 42 years I've had people come up to me and say, well, I'm glad you guys are putting this on because I can remember when I was 2 years old and my dad brought me out here or my grandfather brought me out here, you know, to look at the cars and you know, it's a treat, you know, for those people to come up and thank us for putting on a good event.
It's generational. It definitely is. You know, there's gearheads in all of us is what it comes down to.
Yes, there is. Everybody's got it in them.
So it was 42 years ago the car show was formed, but now it was several years later. Of course, the club celebrating 50 years, car show celebrating 42 years. The actual cruise is the newest of the events that we have this weekend.
Yeah, it's probably right at 30 years, something like that. I had one of my brainstorm ideas that I come up with a lot sometimes. The guys kind of laugh at it, but I said, you know, we ought to have a cruise, you know. So we started out, and we used to go to Wheatland. We went to Lagodi. We took the back streets of Washington, you know, and the country roads, and it all kind of ended on the Petersburg tour. After that, we stopped going outside of Washington. It got a little crazy that year.
Well, the more cars you get, of course, the harder it is to control and keep them all together, especially on the highways, as you can only imagine.
Yeah, it was a mess.
So over the years, it's kind of scaled down a little bit. I say scaled down, but what you guys have developed in each year, you know, throughout the past years of the cruise, you found the best option. So you try one year, doesn't work out, try this. And I do feel that the route you have now really does encompass the entire city and everybody can enjoy this cruise.
It's the route that we have now, which is the same as it was last year. It helps us out a lot. You know, we try to hit everybody as we can. You know, we can't go to every side street and every corner in Washington. It's just not going to happen with 400 cars. We can't do that. You know, but this way, everybody has a picnic or a family reunion, or we've even had people say, hey, what time are you starting? Because our wedding's at 1 o'clock. We want to make sure that we're there. You know, it's kind of really silly, but, you know, we get those questions all the time. But that route is set up for everybody to enjoy coming up Main Street. The people are 3 or 4 deep in there. It's just like the Christmas parade, you know, so it's a great route to take.
You see, of course the grills are out, but I mean, you see some live bands performing in the side yards and they all have got lawn chairs set up, blankets out, and just watching the cars cruise by. If you got a spot along the cruise route, that's primo spot there. But if you don't have a home along the cruise route, you can always count on being on Main Street. That's always your safe bet to set up
shop
there.
Yeah, Main Street is the best place to be if you can't be around one of the side streets. But Main Street, we hit it all the way up from the Fire Station, West End Fire Station. I can't remember the cross street, but from Main all the way up to 21st or 11th Street. So, you know, we're carry that whole block. So, yeah, everybody can get a good seat along Main.
And a lot of times, the back of the cruise is just heading out of the park when the front of that cruise is pulling back in, which just shows what kind of cruise we're going to have, or we have at this event.
Yeah, it's I get a little scared sometimes whenever the last vehicle leaves the park and the first vehicle's just returning and we haven't got them out of there yet. So, yeah, it gets that's not a good thing. You know, we really need to get everybody out before we get that first car back.
It's the 20th Century Chevy Car Fest, a cruise-in weekend this weekend, all weekend long. We're going to have lots of visitors, lots of great-looking classic rides in town. So the cruise will start with registration 2:30 Saturday night, Dave. And, you know, the early bird gets the good spot, right?
Yeah, we get guys showing up at 1:30. You know, they want that primo spot. So we get guys showing up at 1:30, 2 o'clock. But the gates will open at 2:30 and they close at 5. All of our participants in the cruise, we have Frank's Flamin' Chili, but you know, he makes two types, so that hot stuff is hot, believe me. So then we start the cruise, leaving the park at 5:30, cruise the city, and then come back to the park probably about 7 o'clock, somewhere in that area. And then we have a band that'll be there from Old Gold, and they play a lot of the 60s and 70s and 80s stuff, so everybody will enjoy the concert that we have afterwards. Our food vendors, we've experienced that a few years. Now we have them open on Saturday night, as well as the club concession stand, and also the T-shirts will be for sale. The end zone will have some sweatshirts if it gets down to that 52 degree mark, which would be great if it did. So Saturday we'll wrap up and start all over again Sunday morning.
Now the cruise again, 2000 and older, same for the show, back to 2000 and older for participants this year.
We decided last year, since we're 20th century Chevy, we're going to stay in the 20th century, but that 1999 really didn't work out a whole lot, so we went to 2000 and older this year, and that's the way it'll stay probably for a while.
And the raffle car, the Brotherhood Charities, a part of the 20th Century Chevy Car Club, this raffle car, you got to get a chance for that. You could win a Chevy Camaro for $5.
Yeah, Dan Dinkins, our giveaway chairman, along with John Evans, the guys did a great job of finding this car this year. It's it is a cruiser. It's a convertible CD player. It's got 305 on it in the engine, automatic. It's a really nice car to make a great first car for a kid, and to make a great second car if you want something to cruise around in.
Well, my son's wanting it bad.
There you go.
I bet he's asked me 5 times if we've got our tickets yet. We're definitely going to get those, because $5 for one, you get 5 tickets for $20, and that's a small price to pay for a 1989 Chevrolet Camaro convertible, I tell you that much. The silent auction on Sunday, too. Want to showcase that, because that is huge inside the community building.
Yeah, we'll start the auctioning. Starts at 10 o'clock, and it'll close at 2. And the auction is open to everyone. It's open to the spectators as well as the participants. We had a lot of people say, well, it's just for the participants. Well, it's not. It's for everyone that comes into that gate. So we encourage everyone to come into the community building starting at 10 o'clock. Make your dollar increment bids on a lot of items that we have. We got a lot of high dollar items in there this year. So come in and enjoy it. The weather's going to be a little bit warm, so get an opportunity to come in and cool down in the air conditioning. And while you're there, take a look and bid on an item.
And since that auction has started 18 years now, over $40,000 gone to the annual Christmas project.
It's gone back to the Christmas project, our Eastside Park Foundation, and our scholarship fund that we have. We were fortunate enough last year, we did great, and we were able to give away three $500 scholarships to area students. So helps them out a lot.
It's a big weekend. Again, the Car Fest and Cruise In. Oh, I want to mention the Cackle Fest. That's always a nice draw. People always look forward to that, too.
We got a lot of cars coming this year. We're going to make some noise. We're going to make Eastside Park rock. We got some blowing Chevy Altars. We got some dragsters. We got some super stockers coming. We have about 12 or 13 guys that are going to show up. Guys from Owensboro, Kentucky's coming up. Our good friends from down there at the Indy RL Racing League's coming up. Jeremy Wagler is bringing his 37 Chevy Coupe. If you've not seen that car, that's diesel power, you need to come and watch it. So the first startup would be about 12:30, and our second startup would be about 3:00.
two different times, and the Cackle Fest is just that, a lot of cackling. It's going to get loud out there.
It will get loud.
12:30 and 3 p.m. Sunday for the Cackle Fest. And before we wrap it up, Dave, I want to talk about the awards, because I know this is not easy. As you hand out, you've got hundreds of awards you hand out each and every year, and club members really have their hands full picking just who wins these.
Well, we give a top 100 awards, and then we give 16 special awards. I would put any of our judges up against any other car show that we have in our area. Those guys do an excellent, excellent job of judging these cars. When you have 600 cars out there, and our old buddy Mac wants to get everybody in and out of there by 3:30, those guys are hustling to get through those cars and get back to the pavilion so we can tally everything up and get those awards presented by 4 o'clock. So those guys do a great job. They really bust their butts getting, making sure everybody's judged. A lot of people come up and say, well, my car didn't get judged. Well, I'm here to tell you, it got judged.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not a fly-by-night thing. There's a lot of time that goes into picking these award winners.
You bet there is.
And the special awards, I noticed that the James Perkle Award of Excellence, I like that one.
Yeah, Jim's been a great contributor to the car show. 42 years ago, Jim helped us out a lot. And he's continued to do that throughout the years. And we just wish Jim the best of luck in his health. And the guy is a very special guy in this community. He's done a lot for Davis County. And we are honored to be able to represent him and give him give this award to the best of show winner. That's what it is.
Wow. So again, definitely deserving, and hats off to the car club for doing that. And we'll look for the Memories 107.9 Classic Cruiser too. We always look forward to doing that as well.
Oh yeah, we'll give that award out Saturday night at 8:15. And just to touch on a few other items here, the train will start at 10 o'clock and run till 4, so if you can't get inside the park, of course it's closed. So they'll be running NASCO parking lot, Tractor Supply Center, in the community building. So if you park outside the park, we'll pick you up and get you in there. One thing for the spectators, we have a model car contest, which is open to everybody. What age? There's no age limit on it. So Rick has a great award for those. So bring your cars out and show them off.
Absolutely. And again, no admission to come out and check out these cars. This is a free show for spectators.
It's a free show for spectators. $15 for participants. If you register Saturday, $15. Hey, you get in Sunday for free.
It's a deal.
You know, so it's $15 either Saturday, or if you just want to come to the show, it's also $15 also.
Huge weekend. It's the 20th Century Chevy Car Fest and Cruise In, now in its 42nd year for this big show, the club celebrating 50 years. Dave Fry, congratulations on 50 great years. Nothing but the best to you and the club members, and just keep up the great work. We look forward to seeing you out there all weekend.
Well, thank you, and we really appreciate DLC Media and Memories 107.9 being partners with us for so many years. It's really been a great relationship.
One of our favorite weekends always. Dave Fry, our guest this week on Focus on the Community. Again, Dave, thanks so much. We'll see you out there this weekend.
Thank you. Good night.
Focus on the Community brought to you, as always, by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. If you'd like to download a podcast of today's show, just visit our website at WAMWAMFM.com. WAMW invites you each weekend to Focus on the Community.